Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Burying the negative review. You get a one star. Particularly on a lot of the review sites, the newest one comes up first. So if you don't get a lot of reviews, it's going to stay with you and affect your business for a long time. So what people do is, they'll ask someone to get a favorable review, knocking that one down.
Knocking it down.
And then get that
right on top of it.
Right on top of it.
Then you get another one.
Then you get another one. Yeah.
This way, you push it down to the bottom of the pile.
Hi. Welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we reveal the secrets behind five-star reviews. Unveiling the truth about top-rated restaurants. While many restaurants focus on providing excellent service and food quality to earn positive reviews genuinely, some may resort to tricks and tactics to boost their online reputation. On today's episode, we reveal some common tricks restaurants might use to get five-star reviews. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a...
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
The number one thing when we're talking about reviews, tricks that restaurants and retail, but we're focused on restaurants here, is fake reviews.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Wild Wild West. Mm. Meaning there's no consequences.
True.
Nobody goes to jail for fake reviews. And it's really leans on your integrity to really be...
Because you can create as many accounts as you really want to in the end.
You can, and there's also services that...
Do it for you.
So these companies, they advertise, whether it's on Facebook or... They will boost your business with... fake BS reviews, and they will also cut down your competition with fake and BS reviews. Let's get right into it. And so we started with the fake reviews, the attempt to boost their ratings of some businesses. So some businesses, they use bots.
Mm-hmm.
They may use a service, or they may even...
And then with those, with the other, with thing you were saying before, with when you have a lot of reviews, you have to see how long they've been having reviews. Like, how far those reviews go back.
True.
Because, if your company is 2 years old and you have the same amount of reviews of a company that's 20 years old.
True.
And has been getting reviews for 20 years, that's a flag from you off the rip.
It could be a flag, but they also could be really good at asking, which there's nothing wrong with asking for a review. But actually farming the reviews is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so some are better than others.
True.
You know, how do you tell what's going on here? And one, let's start there. One way, the first way that I know of that restaurants use to get five-star ratings is to offer incentives for positive reviews.
Mm, mm-hmm. We'll buy you a drink. We'll do this.
Yes.
Your appetizer's on us.
Incentives, discounts.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, it's really not in the spirit of what a review
should be. Yeah.
Because there's two things that are happening there. Yes, you get the review, but you're going to more likely garner a favorable review if someone is doing you the favor. Or the reciprocity of something for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really a bad practice against the guidelines, but... When in business and there's no consequences.
Exactly.
Right? And so essentially buying reviews, that's one of the ways. Another way is review swapping, where restaurants, some places have multiple restaurants, or they have neighboring restaurants, friendly sister restaurants, and they will swap reviews. Mm-hmm. And that's another way that they'll boost their presence with the reviews. Now, next, they will guide the review, the customer feedback. And this is more nuanced, right? So some restaurants would actively guide customers towards leaving positive reviews.
Okay.
By suggesting specific aspects of the experience to highlight. Oh, you enjoy our view? Put in a review. You know, yeah. It's almost like Inception.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is, like you mentioned earlier, creating fake accounts.
Absolutely, yes.
That's where, you know, that's also...
That's just cheating.
That's cheating under the heading of fake reviews. And this next one is more nuanced, right? So there's a way to filter through negative reviews by what's called burying the negative review. Let's say that you have a store, mm-hmm. a pizza shop, and you get a negative review. Call it legitimate, right?
A one star, yeah, okay.
You get a one star. Particularly on a lot of the review sites, the newest one comes up first. Let's talk about Google, for instance.
Exactly.
Usually your most recent one is there. So if you don't get a lot of reviews, it's going to stay with you and affect your business for a long time. So what people do is they'll ask someone to get a favorable review, knocking that one down.
Down, knocking it down, yeah.
And then get that...
Right on top of it.
Right on top of it.
Then you get another one.
Then you get another one. Yeah.
This way that you push it down to the bottom of the pile.
Correct. Or they will ask a friendly customer or a family member or whatever who has written a review in the past to update the review,
mm-hmm.
add some things, and then that goes to the top. So they're not even really even, you've seen reviews where there's like updated,
yeah.
things like that. That's a trick that they use to bury a negative review.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another way that the restaurants would use to up their reviews and kind of scam the system is having staff write reviews.
Because those accounts are legit. They're not made up, but at the same time...
They're not.
They're not.
Yeah. Same, but different.
Exactly.
So still scamming the system.
Still scamming the system.
And as long as commerce is... It's almost like when baseball or any sport, for that matter, they have a big prize.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to do what they can and game the system to achieve that.
Yeah.
So you're going to have... I mean... Like in baseball, you know that performance-enhancing substances are banned. They pop up all the time because it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it because of the outcome. So when your business is at stake, your livelihood, and you have competition...
You create incentives and stuff like that, and people are going to break the rules eventually.
People are going to break the rules.
They bend until they break.
Also, another way is that they will manipulate the timing of the reviews.
Mm, okay.
So this strategy is asking for reviews during peak positive moments.
Mm-hmm.
That one is like, it's kind of like a no-brainer almost. You're not going to ask for a review when the person's...
You're not going to ask for... Yeah, you're never going to ask for a review when you have a bad table.
Right?
You're only asking... If you had a good experience.
The person's gushing.
They're happy. They're having a great time.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I love your love XYZ. Oh, yeah. You know, if you really like it, go check out this site. You know, and boom.
Yeah.
You might leave it as a 5-star review or XYZ. And to me, that's not bad, but that's just good business.
It is good business. That's not bad at all.
No.
But it's still also a trick.
Oh, absolutely.
And particularly some restaurants will have a card mm-hmm. that you can tap on the phone and it'll bring you directly to
their review site.
To Google site.
I was somewhere and I did see that. Mm-hmm. I was at a local restaurant. The service was fine. It was great.
Yeah.
And the waitress at the end said, hey, if you guys enjoyed, This is you. If you mind, if you don't mind leaving a good review, you know, if you enjoyed everything and you want to leave a positive review,
yeah,
this is where you go to do it, and led us right to it.
And piggybacking off of what you said, if you're enjoying our show,
boom.
If you don't mind giving us a positive review.
There it is.
Give us 5 stars, baby.
And if you don't like it, you tell them why.
Yeah, if you don't like us, you can email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com, or reach out to me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast. That's where you file your negative reviews. And for positive ones, you do it right on the app, or you can, you know, comment in the section.
Absolutely.
It's really constructive, and it's a way that we can drive the show in the right way. Because we do this for you each and every week. And so here are some things to consider while reading reviews. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously consider the things that we just talked about. But you want to look for the diversity in reviews. Meaning if they all just say the one thread, it could really be
a bot. It could be a thing. It could be, it's not, are you a human?
Yes, and bots really don't do a good job with context.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing, like to consider the context of a review.
You can have a bad review, and it can say some really good things. Mm-hmm. I've seen those as well. We did a show one time. Remember, we've done review shows.
Yes,
where we actually go through where we review the reviews.
Yes, those are fun,
and we're almost due for one sooner than later.
Oh, we're due.
Yeah,
we're due.
but anyways. Where we've seen them where, you know, the person gave like a 1 or 2 star review and we would go through and be like, yo,
that's not bad.
It wasn't bad. You know what I mean? They had one gripe out of everything else, but everything else was solid.
But then they give them a 1 or 2 stars. So that's another thing that's kind of crappy about a review is that the person doesn't really have, there's no standard.
True.
There's no standard to a review.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's why you read through reviews. You want to see where these people's intentions are at.
True.
You know, I mean, at least for me, like when I go see a new restaurant or something like that, I want to see where the intention. I think we talked about this as well. When we pick a restaurant, we go through, because we have our boys thing coming up soon.
Yes.
Did we pick a restaurant yet?
Not yet.
Okay. So we'll be going through reviews sooner than later.
Yes. Every February, we do a boys
dinner.
A boys dinner. And it's coming up next month. We're at the end of January. And we have the date set, but we are looking for a restaurant in the Fort Lauderdale, greater Fort Lauderdale area. We're not going down to Miami. And we've gone to Delray and things like that, but it's so much of us.
It's almost a big to-do, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big to-do, so I'm not sure if we want to go up that way. But we ourselves like going to restaurants and figuring out what the nicest place to go.
Yeah.
That will satisfy all of us. So we do rely on reviews as well. But then we do look through. For me, the biggest thing is not necessarily the stars in the review. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all 5 stars.
It's the content.
It's the context. If something comes up repeatedly,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa.
Yes. Then you know there's an issue.
Yeah.
If you're seeing the same thing from multiple people, like the food...
The service,
the
speed.
Yes, the timing, long wait, XYZ, the host. You know, this way, if you're seeing certain things repeatedly, then you know what your red flags really are.
Yes.
If you're seeing one thing that could be just a negative, but you never see it again, that could just be, it could be anything.
Yeah. I tend to I tend to throw out the highs and the lows.
Yeah.
You know, because the truly great experience, any donkey can give a great experience at some point. You never know if... It could have been dead on a Tuesday.
Exactly.
You know, if you can't knock it out of the park on a Tuesday.
If you want to see A, being busy, and B, you know, if they're consistent when it is busy.
And I want to see pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I trust reviews that have pictures, not necessarily because the type of person that will take pictures and put it in a review kinds to be a little pompous, in my opinion. But the pictures are helpful for me to say, this is the type of place I'd want to eat at.
Yes.
Because you could tell by the presentation, in my eyes, you could tell by the presentation, if it's something that is in alignment with how I want to eat.
I saw this, it must have been like a meme or something. It was on Instagram. And this girl it was the future.
Oh.
And it takes place in the future. She's with, she dresses up herself as her parents, you know, her and her man, and she's meeting the boyfriend for the first time. And this is, it's funny because they're talking about, oh, well, we were eating and he didn't even take a picture of the food. Oh. What kind of guy are you dating? So it was, you know, like they're explaining for the future, like, you know.
That's important.
Well, is it though? Like, you know, like.
No, I'm not saying it is, but to them it is.
It was, yeah. Because of how much society and, you know, with his presence online. How many followers does he have? X, Y, Z.
You know,
it was one of those kind of things like, well, he only has 300 followers. You can't be dating him.
And that's a real thing.
I was like, wow.
I'm telling you, people like they want your socials to peep on you to see like what kind of clout you have or what kind of person you are and things like that. I mean, my socials are directly tied to this podcast, but it is in no way if I didn't.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be bland as bland.
Exactly.
We just had a brunch where a coworker, she was a host.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in, things like that, with her family. It was like an 18-top or something like that. And I overheard one of the food runners in the back looked up her account because she's an attractive young lady. This girl had like...
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
160-something thousand followers. Like, crazy. You know, she doesn't own a business.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it was wild. And then we were all remarking. We all had an opinion about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, it's interesting how that element is now a measure.
Oh, yeah.
For people moving forward. And so.
I thought it was hilarious. I was like, man, this is just nuts, yo.
We're like men out of time.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like Encino Man.
Exactly.
That's even a bad reference.
I don't know what that movie is.
I don't know nothing about no Encino Man. And so the photos.
You mean the guy from The Mummy? He might not even know that one.
Exactly. You're like digging yourself deeper. So the photos really, for me, adds to the specificity mm-hmm. of the review. So you really want it to be specific to that restaurant, not just like, oh, things were great or it was great experience, da, 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 da. When they mention a name or when they mention a particular dish and things mm-hmm. like that, a bot's not going to do that.
No.
A fake review is not going to do that because they're usually farming these accounts. And they'll farm it out to a doctor's office
mm-hmm.
or they don't really care what your thing. They'll get, you know, specifics about your business, but the fake reviews are really an established fake accounts that they just direct
to
certain ways.
Exactly.
And if there's a review that you really want to hold weight, do some investigation as a credibility and see what.
And talk about your dining experience. You know, little things like when we went to the last year's our thing. I remember we spoke about the plates and the mm-hmm. silverware and, you know, how they had their own, you know, indentations and the way they kind of did things. That's how you let you know that you were actually in the building, A.
Yeah.
B, that you had a good time.
Yes.
You know, you're showing and talking about, you know, what really happened. And that really touches people in the right way, I believe.
I agree. However, if that reviewer and you click on that review and see what else they review. If they're reviewing somewhere in Canada, and they're over here having dinner and going to the doctors in Montana, that's fake as hell.
This subject,
right? So reviewer credibility is one of the tougher things to really quantify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the restaurant responds to the reviews, you really want to see how they respond. Are they professional? Is number one for me. And number two, did they offer a solution?
Yes.
The whole like answering back is very vapid. It's empty to me.
Yeah.
Just answering back and answering back with the name of the company. Useless.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a name that I can follow up with. Have the person say, hey, contact the restaurant. Ask for me.
Ask for my Bill. Name is XYZ.
Correct.
Come back and visit me. I'm the GM or I'm the manager.
Yes.
You know, we'll make it right. Or if I'm glad you had a great time. Next time you're in there, let me know. You know, we'll give you that. I know you had to wait for a long time. Maybe yes. We'll get you that seat right there by the window that you really wanted, that you can get last time, even though you had a great experience. You know, all those little things.
Exactly. And those things show that this is a caring restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I would hold that particular response or that pattern of responses as a person, as a place
as that real, actually, yeah.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just you. It shows some level of caring to respond, but it shows an actual level of...
Because bots can respond as well.
You're right about that.
Okay.
Excellent point. Excellent point. One of the problems with reviews is subjectivity, right? It's from this person's point of view. And although valid, may not understand the inner workings of a restaurant.
Although their opinion might be valid, but they might not, exactly. They might not be a professional when it comes to what they're doing.
True. And
which they're not supposed to be. They're the guest. You know, we are, as a guest, we expect you to just be the guest. And enjoy yourself, and if you, and that is the key, is you can touch somebody across the board,
yeah,
that isn't a professional diner or a professional, you know, they don't travel the world and eat everywhere else. You know, you want the same experience for somebody that does travel. Mm-hmm. I had a guest actually this weekend.
Okay.
He came in and he is in charge of, actually put him onto the podcast.
Oh, nice.
He's in charge of like 60 Dairy Queens. And he's like, he's a regional manager kind of guy. He goes, man, I travel all the time. And I told him about it. He goes, I'm gonna check out your show, you know, because I'm always on the road. And, you know, but we were talking about dining experiences and the level of, you know, from, I think we talked about what with my handheld.
Okay.
And how I don't walk around with it where other people, they're supposed to, and X, Y, Z, and how, to me, it takes away from the dining experience.
100%.
We talked about all those things.
Yes.
And we had a great conversation about it. But, you know, I felt like I had a great connection with him as well as I had with a table it was their first time. You know what I mean? And that is what you want in life. You want to be able to have meaningful conversations with people across the board.
Yes. A lot of times I got a guest, not that I got them to because it wasn't my intention, but a guest had such a good time with me at brunch. They came back the very next week.
And you love that.
And they say, we came back because
of you.
X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the difference between delivering food and delivering service.
Absolutely. And I always tell people, hey, when you come back next time, ask for Danny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially if you had a good time and we had a good rapport.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure that you leave and that you can, when you do come back, you're experiencing that same level of service.
Yes, because there's a standard that is set by you.
Yeah.
And so the good and bad thing is, once you set that standard and they don't have it the next time necessarily to that degree, they know what it's like. They know that, oh, it's not always this way. You know,
yeah.
It can be this way. They know what to expect. They know what to ask for. And they know what this restaurant is capable of.
Because absolutely.
Obviously, the restaurant's more than just Danny. And so you turn that into an opportunity to inadvertently educate the guest as to how you do things at your spot.
Yeah.
And so another trouble that we have with reviews is single visits.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to necessarily visit a place more than once to review them.
No.
But it is an issue.
Exactly. Because you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know, but you never know how things generally are. Things often go sideways in a restaurant, although that should not be a reason
you shouldn't
or
see it.
Excuse. You should not
but,
see it.
But, yeah.
But a single visit, I'll give you an example. For brunch, we have a two-hour reservation. Mm-hmm. So in effect, it is a limit to be able to accommodate a second seating or other guests and things like that. Some restaurants have that,
mm-hmm.
whether it's brunch or not, they have that.
Into play all the time.
If you're just an add-on guest, like say you made the reservation, you're aware of it. I'm just coming. So I'm thinking that, you know, I have my ways and I can come show up late and be there till whenever I feel like
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So I'm not aware of this. I may be off put by it. My single visit mm-hmm. is going to...
It's going to reflect that.
So that's an example yeah. where a single visit may be an
perfect.
Issue.
That's a perfect resolve for what you're saying.
Yeah. So now another issue with reviews is that many times people write reviews because they're upset, they're emotional, and they want to tell somebody about it.
Yes.
Perfectly fine. None of these things we're really saying that people shouldn't do. We're just painting the picture on for both sides of the coin. Now, that's not necessarily the best time to
write a review. But that's when you're going to do it.
That's when you're going to do it because you're motivated.
You're pissed. You're upset.
Yes.
Okay, is always when you're going to send something or, you know, and then if you take the time to digest it, you know, you probably will look back on it and not write the review at all. And if you still feel that same way, then you're going to write it. But you'll be more, you know, in the right headspace.
Yes. I got to tell you, I've read some bad reviews and been like, I can see that. That's fair.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like of our restaurant, yeah. whether it's from where I used to work with you or here, you know, and some bad reviews.
We did that.
Exactly. Yeah. Some bad reviews, you're like, man, this sucks, but it's true.
Yeah.
And they were fair.
Yeah.
They were upset. They were pointed, but you're like, oh, I don't know that. Yeah. It doesn't look right, but.
But, yeah, we did that.
Yeah.
That was us.
So besides the obvious fake reviews, we're going to wrap it up with a couple more. The biases that some reviews might mm-hmm. have, you know? And so there's differences in cultural backgrounds, dietary preferences, and personal relationships all can be biases.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say how the background will kind of affect things. Different cultures have different timing.
Absolutely.
Right? Some cultures, they're right on time, and other cultures, they're fine showing up late. They're fine being at a restaurant for hours.
Hours.
And so you're going to be upset when somebody's trying to give you the old Sandman sweep mm-hmm. across, like, yo, you got to go because you're just sitting here doing nothing. Right? So, but I got to tell you, that's as in Rome do as
yes.
the Romans do. So you might be from somewhere else, but when you come here, you got to adhere. It's a tight business, man.
And we've talked about even margins. Timing. You know what I mean? I think we said, what was our number? Like 2.5 hours, something like that?
Yeah, 2 hours.
2 hours, So.
2 hours, 2.5 hours. Yeah. I think we said two and a half hours.
Yeah. And past that, yeah, that's more than enough time.
You got to go. I had a guest, and they're a repeat guest. They don't necessarily sit with me always, but I've been seeing them for years. And they came in, and it was a bigger party. And, you know, we had another big party coming in.
Yeah.
And so the guy who was paying the check, he felt like him and his guests weren't done, right? They were, in fact, from a different heritage,
mm-hmm.
and he's pointing out how this big table next to them sat empty the whole time, and why can't they have that, and why can't they have this, why can't they stay here, why? And so, what do you explain your business model in that, you know?
So was the other big table taken up both, or gonna end up taking up both tables, or just taking the one table they were sitting at?
Well, the way things happen, as you know, in a restaurant, so I'm just gonna cross talk while, yeah. you know, I explain what happens. Maybe the audience can pick up on
talk
the
me.
Meaning of yeah. it, right? The table next to him was a 10 top, and it did sit empty on the first turn.
Mm.
it could have had something, because the table exists doesn't mean that there's meant to be someone there.
No.
It represents a possibility, right? A table can come in for it, or a table might not like their table and want to move there.
Mm-hmm.
Or there might be a table coming in on the second turn. Just because it's sitting there doesn't mean it's going to sit empty.
Yeah, and you'd have registered, so you might not have wanted to sit, you know. Let's say the timing was off or whatever. It could be multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you might have a table sitting because you need that table for later on.
Yes. Listen, you cannot drive how a business does business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You cannot go into Kinko's and say, "Well, I got all these stacks of papers over there. Why can't I just use those?" You know, you're not engaged. This is not what you do.
Yes.
You're a guest, so you be a guest. You are already told how it was going to go. You entered into that agreement, so fulfill that and exit.
Yeah, if you were told in the beginning, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it wasn't sprung on them, and it's right that you would ask, but then he was pressuring me to answer, and I never did because it's not my job. I do not control tables, I do not control timing, and I don't tell my guest that, you know, that's up to a manager. I didn't even offer that. Like, well, all I know is you got to go because we have another table for this.
For right here.
I'm not uncomfortable with those situations at all.
Especially when they know up front.
Listen, I'm not offering. And thank God his wife had a head on her shoulders and she said, "Don't worry about it. He does this all the time.
Okay.
We're leaving." You know what I mean? She was an ally.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, he wasn't wrong for asking, but so many restaurants would have caved. Here's the issue, right? If you have a budget for X amount, you're going to have a headcount on guests, and you're going to have all these meats and alcohols and all this stuff that you have prepared,
mm-hmm.
you're going to effectively double the amount of consumption that this table is going to have when you budgeted for half of that.
Exactly.
Right?
No, you're not.
You're not. So if you're going to sit there, you can pay a whole other brunch price, can't you?
Yeah.
Or you can pay for like half of it to keep drinking, because you're not going to just sit there and just hang out.
No.
You're going to sit there and you're going to still want service.
Yeah.
Are you going to still want alcohol? You're going to still want desserts. You're going to still want carving station. You're going to still want crab legs. You're going to still want the whole affair at half the price. So effectively what you're asking me is for a big fat discount, right? So you're basically saying, why don't you take half off this check? Why don't you take, you know, more out of my pocket?
Yeah. This is a business.
This is a business. So how am I supposed to wait on new tables when I'm still waiting on you?
Absolutely.
So I think of all these things, but, you know, the guest doesn't have to. You just know you guys got to go.
You got to go.
Now, so let's.
And we got to go.
I love it. We're back on reviews. Boy, that was a tangent. I wonder if that's going to make it in the rest of the show. Let's wrap it up. I mean, I had a little bit more. Just know this. Reviews can be very helpful.
Reviews you treat like a tool. You know, you use them when you need to use them. And understand what you need to understand from them, and take from what you need to take from them.
And know the dangers.
And know the dangers of
each. Read the warning line.
Absolutely.
On the tool.
Just like a power tool, okay?
Yes.
It can hurt you.
It can hurt you. It can help you.
But it also can hurt
you. It can drive that nail.
Oh, yeah.
But it can drive that nail right into your foot.
Every time.
Yes, that's right. And so we do this for you each and every week. If there's anything that we missed, just let us know
Absolutely.
In the comments. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villan. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.